They came to the very holy village of Remuna, wherein is the temple of Kirchor Gopinath. Lord Chaitanya and his associates, upon entering into the temple, began to chant and to dance. In front of the beautiful deity of Gopinath, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in such spiritual jubilation with his devotees. And then he sat down and began to explain a beautiful narration that he had heard from his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri, about Ishwarapuri's spiritual master, Madhavendrapuri. He explained how Madhavendrapuri was such a great devotee. He traveled to so many holy places, and generally he would travel without a companion. Why? Because when you're with a companion, you start thinking, you start talking about, naturally, we should do this or we should do like that. Even if it's a servant, you start discussing relative topics. So he never wanted his tongue to touch any sound that was not directly the glorification of Krishna. He could not tolerate hearing or speaking anything but Krishna's names or glories. So generally he traveled alone. Of course, we cannot do like this, because his heart was so completely fixed in absolute exclusiveness in remembering Krishna that anything that in any way diverted his attention from that, it was intolerable. If your heart is like that, then you can be alone. But because our hearts and our minds are very much racing and running to so many material subject matters and desires, it is absolutely necessary that we constantly keep the association of devotees who could help bring our mind back to remembering Krishna. Of course, Madhavendrapuri was always, always seeking out the association of great devotees. But in those days, they were very few. He came to Vrindavan, and after performing the parikrama of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, he did the parikrama of Govardhan. And he was sitting at Govindakund, and Madhavendrapuri would not eat unless someone personally came and brought him food without his asking. He was so transcendental. So after sitting on the banks of Govindakund, a cowherd boy came before him and gave him a pot of milk, explaining that in my village, no one should fast. If someone begs, we supply. If someone does not even beg, then we supply. So he went away. I will summarize. Madhavendrapuri drank the milk, washed the pot. He began to chant the holy names, and then he had a vision in a dream where that same cowherd boy said that my deity form is in the forest, very hot and hungry, waiting for your devotion. Previously, some Muslim soldiers were said to be coming to attack this village of Grantuli. And the pujari hid me here, and the pujari never came back. Madhavendrapuri, when he awoke, he understood that Krishna had appeared before him and he didn't even recognize it. He began to weep in lamentation. I didn't even offer him respect. But then he meditated on the instruction that Krishna gave him. And he brought the townspeople, and they somehow or other, with various choppers, they cut through the thick vines and trees. And there they saw, lying on the ground, the beautiful deity of Gopal. And under the Lord's instruction, Madhavendra Puri performed a beautiful, beautiful Abhishek ceremony and installed Gopal on the top of Govardhan Hill. After some days, a beautiful temple was built for Gopal, and some Brahmin renunciates from Bengal came and were trained up in the deity worship by Madhavendra Puri. Every day, town after town after town performed a massive Anukut ceremony for Gopal. Months went by, every day a grand festival. Villages would bring their entire stocks of grains and milk and vegetables and cook it all and make beautiful mountains of prasad and offer it, big, big kirtans. In this way, Madhavendra Puri taught everyone the proper method of worshipping the Lord. But then, in a dream, Gopal told Madhavendra Puri that you have served me very nicely, but still I'm feeling too much heat. So you should go to the Malaya hills to bring sandalwood. So Madhavendra Puri, after putting the proper people in charge of the responsibilities of the temple, alone he left to walk 1,000 kilometers all the way to the Malaya hills. And on his way, he came to the temple of Gopinath in Remuna. And when he saw the beauty of the Gopinath deity, he began to dance and sing. And he was always thinking of serving Gopal. So he was wondering if there was anything he could learn that he could offer to Gopal when he returned to Vrindavan. And they told him that there is a certain preparation, kheer, which is so delicious that there is nothing like it in all the world. And just at that time, the pujari came to offer the kheer in 12 earthen pots to Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri was thinking, if, without asking, somehow or other, someone gives me a little of this kheer and I can taste it, then perhaps I can prepare the same preparation for Gopal when I return to Vrindavan. But then he was thinking, how terrible this is, that I am thinking of enjoying the food while the Lord is still eating it. So without saying anything to anyone, he left that place. And he went into a secluded market and began to chant the holy names. The pujari took the pots off, put the deity to rest. Then he himself took rest. And Gopinath appeared to the pujari and told him that my devotee Madhavendra Puri, I have stolen one pot of sweet rice. It is behind the cloth in the altar. You come and you bring it to him. The pujari woke up, he bathed, he went on the altar, and sure enough, behind the cloth, a pot of sweet rice was stolen by Gopinath. And he went into the marketplace calling out, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, please come, Gopinath has stolen this kheer for you. And when Madhavendra Puri heard his name, he came out. And these two great, great devotees began to embrace and cry. And he told them the whole story and gave the kheer to Madhavendra Puri, who drank it in ecstatic love. And took the pot, the clay pot, and broke it into some pieces. And every day he would eat a piece of that pot and weep in ecstasy, thinking of Gopinath's great mercy to him. And from that day on, the deity was named Kheerchor Gopinath. Madhavendra Puri became very famous for this. And throughout the country, people were praising the glories of Madhavendra Puri, who Krishna stole cure for. And ultimately he came, but he did not like this. So he left Remuna before anyone would glorify him or praise him. And ultimately he came to Jagannath Puri, and the pujaris were all praising his glories. So a devotee could even use praise in Krishna's service, but he should never use it for his own sense gratification. They asked, how can we serve you? He said, please get some sandalwood that I can bring for Gopal. So the pujaris arranged a big, big quantity of sandalwood at camphor. And then he began his journey back. It was very, very troublesome, taking such expensive goods through so many dangerous forests. And they came back to Remuna. He wanted to offer his loving respects to Gopinath. And he danced and chanted, and the pujaris were so happy to see him. But that night, Gopal appeared to him again in the dream and told him that Gopinath and Gopal are the same. Actually, the deity Gopal we're talking about is now known as Srinathji. That you have already shown your unlimited desire to serve me and please me by taking such risks and inconvenience. But there is no need. You put the sandalwood that you have brought for me and offer it to Gopinath, and I will feel very happy. So for the whole 4 months, he stayed in Remuna, and every day he had the pujaris grinding the sandalwood and mixing it with the camphor and covering his whole body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising the glories of Madhavendra Puri and praising how Madhavendra Puri, he was so pure in his love for Krishna that Krishna was appearing before him again and again and again to engage him in loving service. And how Madhavendra Puri was so surrendered. He didn't care anything for danger or inconvenience. He only concerned himself with pleasing Krishna. And how in his last days, he was crying out a very beautiful prayer. The very prayer that Srimati Radharani offered to Krishna after Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura. Madhavendra Puri offered a prayer which is the very essence of the topmost ecstasy of love of God and separation. In fact, only 3 people could understand this prayer. Srimati Radharani, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Srimati Radharani, her love, and Madhavendra Puri. Just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising the glories of Madhavendra Puri, the pujari came out with the 12 pots of sweet rice and brought them all before Lord Chaitanya. And he distributed one pot to each of his devotees, and he distributed others to other people around, and he took a pot, and they all ate that sweet rice in ecstatic love, completely immersed in remembering the pure unalloyed devotion of Madhavendra Puri. And then they had wonderful, wonderful, ecstatic dancing as they chanted the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
They traveled and came to the temple of Sakshi Gopal. At this temple, Lord Nityananda Prabhu began to speak a narration. Because when he was traveling to all the holy places, he had come here, and he heard from the townspeople the story. He began to explain there was an old Brahmin and there was a young Brahmin. And they traveled to many holy places. They came to Vrindavan. The old Brahmin was so grateful for the humble service of this young Brahmin that he asked him to kindly accept his daughter in marriage as a gesture of his appreciation. And the young Brahmin said, but I'm a, I'm a low-class Brahmin, and you're a high-class Brahmin. Because even amongst Brahmins, there's so many meticulous details about distinctions of castes. He was poor, and this the older Brahmin was from a very aristocratic family. He said, your relatives will never allow this. He said, no, no, I am the father. I will give my daughter to who I want to give her to. So the young Brahmin said, then you should give this promise before the deity of Gopal. So they went to the Gopal temple in Vrindavan. And he made the promise that I will give my daughter to this young Brahmin. And then the young Brahmin said to Gopal, and if he doesn't, you will bear witness. So then they went back to Vidyanagar, which was their home. And the older Brahmin told his wife and his son that I'm going to give my daughter to this Brahmin in marriage. And they became so upset. You will ruin our caste. You will ruin our reputation. Our whole family's name will be finished. She's low class. If you do this, we will drink poison and die. So he didn't know what to do. He just took shelter of Gopal in his heart, praying, please, Gopal, save. Save me. He didn't want his family to die, and he did not want to break his word. So the young Brahmin, he was completely detached. He couldn't care less about marriage or women. But he did care about preserving the vow of the old Brahmin. It was his compassion. So he came, and he asked the old Brahmin, why are you not saying anything? Why now you are not giving me your daughter? And at that time, the son, he came out with a stick, chased him away. And it was brought to the townspeople that this young Brahmin, he is such a dacoit and a thief that he gave my father some sort of intoxicating beverage. And my father became delirious, and this young Brahmin robbed him of everything he had. And now he's concocting this nonsense lie that my father promised his daughter in marriage. And the young Brahmin explained, not like that. Gopal was the witness. So everyone unanimously agreed, if Gopal comes and testifies on behalf of this young Brahmin, then the marriage would take place. Of course, the son of the Brahmin was an atheist, so he thought, how is a piece of stone going to come here and talk? So the young Brahmin went to Vrindavan, and he told Gopal, please come. Gopal said, but I'm a deity, how will I walk? The young Brahmin said, if you can talk, you can walk. So the deity said, you will hear my ankle bells. Cook me some rice every day, but don't look back. So when they came to the outskirts of Vidyanagar, he looked back. And there was Gopal smiling upon him. And he brought all the townspeople, and Gopal proclaimed to everyone the promise of the old Brahmin. And everyone became blissful. There was a wonderful marriage. And the husband, the wife, and the father of this lady, all three of them together spent the rest of their lives serving Gopal in pure, unalloyed devotion. They had beautiful, wonderful kirtan before this deity of Gopal. And then they proceeded on their journey, and they came to Bhuvaneshwar.